The Seven Wonders of the Ancient World. The Seven Wonders of the World, or the Seven Wonders of the Ancient World, is a list of remarkable constructions of classical antiquity given by various authors in guidebooks or poems popular among ancient Hellenic tourists. Although the list, in its current form, did not stabilize until the Renaissance, the first such lists of seven wonders date from the 1st to the 2nd century BC. The original list inspired innumerable versions through the ages, often listing seven entries. Of the original seven wonders, only one, the Great Pyramid of Giza, also called the Pyramid of Khufu after the pharaoh who built it, the oldest of the ancient wonders, remains relatively intact. The Colossus of Rhodes, the Lighthouse of Alexandria, the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus, the Temple of Artemis, and the Statue of Zeus were all destroyed. The location and ultimate fates of the Hanging Gardens are unknown, and there is speculation that they may have not existed at all. Background. The Greek conquest of much of the known Western world in the 4th century BC gave Hellenistic travelers access to the civilizations of the Egyptians, Persians, and Babylonians. Impressed and captivated by the landmarks and marvels of the various lands, these travelers began to list what they saw to remember them. Instead of wonders, the ancient Greeks spoke of thaumata, which means sights, in other words, things to be seen. Later, the word for wonder was used. Hence, the list was meant to be the ancient world's counterpart of a travel guidebook. The first reference to a list of seven such monuments was given by Diodorus Siculus, the epigrammist Antipater of Sidon, who lived around or before 100 BC. Gave a list of seven such monuments, including six of the present lists, substituting the Wall of Babylon for the Lighthouse. I gazed on the walls of impregnable Babylon, along which the chariots may race, and on the Zeus by the banks of the Alpheios. I have seen the Hanging Gardens and the Colossus of Helios, the great man-made mountains of the lofty pyramids, and the gigantic tomb of Mausolus. But when I saw the sacred house of Artemis that towers to the clouds, the others were placed in the shade, for the sun himself has never looked upon its equal outside of Olympus. Another 2nd century BC observer who claimed to be the mathematician Philo of Byzantium wrote a short account entitled The Seven Sights of the World. However, the incomplete surviving manuscript only covered six of the supposedly seven places which agreed with Antipater's list. Earlier and later lists by the historian Herodotus, 484 BC, circa 425 BC, and the architect Callimachus of Cyrene, circa 305 to 240 BC, housed at the Museum of Alexandria, survived only as references. The Colossus of Rhodes was the last of the seven to be completed after 280 BC, and the first to be destroyed by an earthquake in 226-225 BC. Hence, all seven existed at the same time for a period of less than 60 years. The list covered by the sculptural and architectural monuments of the Mediterranean and Middle Eastern regions, which then comprised to the known world for the Greeks. Hence, extant sites beyond this realm were not considered as part of contemporary accounts. The primary accounts coming from Hellenistic writers also heavily influenced the places included in the wonders list. Five of the seven entries are celebration of Greek accomplishments in the arts and architecture, the exceptions being the Pyramids of Giza and the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. The list of wonders are as follows. The Great Pyramid of Giza, the oldest, from 2584 through 2561 BC. For the date of construction, builders were the Egyptians, and they still remain. The modern location of these structures are in Giza Necropolis in Egypt. Second in the list is the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, which existence is unresolved. Date of construction is circa 600 BC. The builders were the Babylonians or Assyrians. The date of destruction is estimated to be after the 1st century AD. The cause of destruction is unknown. Location, the estimated location of this structure is Nineveh in Iraq. Third wonder is the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus. Date of destruction was circa 550 BC and again after reconstruction at 323 BC. The builders were the Greeks and Lydians. Date of destruction estimated to be 356 BC by Herostratus and 262 AD by the Goths. The cause of destruction was arson by Herostratus and plundering by the Goths. Location was near the Selçuk in Turkey. Fourth wonder is the statue of Zeus at Olympia. Date of construction is estimated to be 466 to 456 BC for the temple, 435 BC for the statue. The builders were the Greeks. The date of destruction is estimated to be the 5th to the 6th centuries AD. The cause of destruction disassembled and reassembled at Constantinople, later destroyed by a fire. Its location is Olympia, Greece. The fifth wonder is the mausoleum at Halicarnassus, which was constructed in 351 BC, approximately, constructed by the Greeks, Persians, and Carians, destructed in 12th to the 15th century AD by earthquakes. Its location is Bodrum, Turkey. The Colossus of Rhodes, which existed from 292 to 280 BC, built by the Greeks. Date of destruction was 226 BC. Its cause of destruction, earthquake at Rhodes in 226 BC. Its location is Rhodes, Greece. The seventh and last of the wonders is the Lighthouse of Alexandria, circa 280 BC, built by the Greeks, Ptolemaic Egyptians. Its destruction occurred in 1303 to 1480 AD, and its destruction occurred by an earthquake in 1303. Its location was Alexandria in Egypt. Influence of the Seven Wonders. Arts and architecture. The Seven Wonders of Antipater's list won praises for their notable features, ranging from superlatives of the highest and largest of their types to the artistry in which they were executed. The architectural and artistic features were imitated throughout the Hellenistic world and beyond. The Greek influence in Roman culture and the revival of Greco-Roman artistic styles during the Renaissance caught the imagination of European artists and travelers. Paintings and sculptures alluding to Antipater's list were made, while adventurers flocked to the actual sites to personally witness the wonders. Legends circulated to further complement the superlatives of the wonders. Modern lists of Antipater's wonders, the only one that has survived to the present day is the Great Pyramid of Giza. Its brilliant white stone facing had survived intact until around 1300 AD, when local communities removed most of the stonework for building materials. The existence of the Hanging Gardens has not been proven, although theories abound. Records and archaeology confirm the existence of other five wonders. The Temple of Artemis and the Statue of Zeus were destroyed by fire, while the Lighthouse of Alexandria, the Colossus, and Tomb of Mausolus were destroyed by earthquakes. Among the artifacts to have survived are sculptures from the Tomb of Mausolus and the Temple of Artemis in the British Museum in London. Still, the listing of the seven of the most marvelous architectural and artistic human achievements continued beyond the ancient Greek times to the Roman Empire, the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, and to the modern age. The Roman poet, Martial, and the Christian bishop, Gregory of Tours, had their versions, reflecting the rise of Christianity and the factor of time, nature, and the hand of man overcoming Antipater's seven wonders. Roman and Christian sites began to figure on the list, including the Colosseum, Noah's Ark, and Solomon's Temple. In the 6th century, a list of seven wonders was compiled by St. Gregory of Tours. The list included the Temple of Solomon, the Pharaohs of Alexandria, and Noah's Ark. Modern historians working on the premise of the original seven ancient wonders lists was limited in its geographic scope, also had their versions to encompass sites beyond the Hellenistic realm, from the seven wonders of the ancient world to the seven wonders of the world. Indeed, the seven wonders label has spawned innumerable versions among international organizations, publications, and individuals based on different themes, works of nature, engineering, masterpieces, constructions of the Middle Ages, etc. Its purpose has also changed from just a simple travel guidebook to a compendium of curious places, to lists of sites to defend or to preserve.